Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey 3:5, and this Mishnah wants to define the full scope of the types of Shavuos Bitui for which a person would be liable for a Olav Yored in the event that they said an untruth or made it untrue, B'shogig. So the crux of this Mishnah is that the Pasuk talks about Lahara Ulehetiv, to do bad or to do good. And Chazal understand it's referring to depriving one's self of something or benefiting oneself in some way. Like, for example, saying he won't drink wine today, that's lahara, and he will drink wine today would be leitiv. The question is how we extrapolate further from that to other types of commitments, of oaths. Now, before we say anything technical, just understand that the words lahara u leitiv means talking about some physical benefit to oneself in the future. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, first of all, does this apply to things that are not to oneself, if they're not physical benefits, and then also if it's on the future. So first let's see the Mishnah inside, and then I'm going to have to take you back and see the Pasuk more carefully to understand sort of the technicalities of this machlokas, which we'll see in a moment. So the Mishnah starts out by saying, Echad Devarim Shel Atzmo, it doesn't matter if we're talking about a thing that, a shvua, that involves one's self, ve'echad devarim shel acherim, or if one makes a shvu regarding somebody else, ve'echad devarim sheyesh ben mamash, equally it applies to things that have mamash. Now mamash means substance, ve'echad devarim she'ein behem mamash, and equally it applies to things that don't have substance. Now having mamash substance really can mean two separate things. The Mishnah will speak this out, or at least it'll illustrate it. Having substance could mean either A, we're talking about something that's of material substance, meaning, you know, like the cup of wine, as opposed to a commitment which doesn't involve anything, any object. Like, for example, a commitment to sleep or not to sleep. The other thing that mamashut, substance, could mean is that it has some sort of, like, I'll call it like moral substance or economic substance, as opposed to sort of some kind of inconsequential act. But here we're saying that even if a person made a shvua that he's going to throw a rock into the ocean, so that doesn't help anybody, doesn't cost anything, doesn't benefit anyone, doesn't have any, you know, moral benefit, or nonetheless, if one takes a shvua that he will or won't throw rocks in the ocean, so then that would be binding as well. So those are the two versions of what mamash would mean. Here the Mishnah illustrates. It says, Ketzad, for example, Amar shvua she'eten le'ish ploni. If a person says, I swear I'm going to give, Reuven says, I'll give Shimon a pen, or if he says, vishalo eten, or if he says, I swear I will not give Reuven says he swears he will not give Shimon his pen. Both of those are examples of not la'atzmo, but rather to acherim. He's talking about benefiting or, I'll call it punishing, withholding from somebody else. Those would be applicable. And similarly, if a person says, shenasati v'shelo nasati, if a person swears about the past, remember we said that it's two that are four. The pasuk says two cases which are future-looking, but we said we had a drasha to extend it back, that would be four, because there are two more that are past-looking. So in other words, the future ones, again, are that I will or will not do something, and the past-looking ones are about something did or did not happen. So the Mishnah says, Shinasati Vishlonasati, I swear that I did give him the pen, or I swear that I didn't give him the pen. All four of those things, if one violates them, says an untruth, so then if it's Bishogeg, the consequence will be Olav Yored. She'ishan v'shelo ishan. Similarly, if a person says, I will sleep or I won't sleep, so that's something that hasn't got mamash to it, right? It's a commitment of the future. Worth pointing out that with all these things, the general cases of the truths, there could be specific cases that are different. For example, in this case here, if a person says, I won't sleep for a month, that would not be binding because it's called a shvua shav, because it's impossible. Similarly, if a person said, the previous case, I will give, you know, a person says, I won't give, or I will give, you know, an ani some tzedakah, since that's already a mitzvah, so then I wouldn't be binding. Okay, but in general, these are the general cases. And just as you could talk about something which isn't involving a specific object, but rather just even like an act, like sleeping or not sleeping, in the future it would apply to the past as well. Yashanti v'shlo yashanti. A person could swear that he did sleep or he didn't sleep yesterday. Again, if that was not true what he said, liable a olav yored if it was b'shogeg. In the last case of things that have naka mamashes, things that are, like I said before, sort of like not consequential from a moral or economic point of view. She'ezrok tsur liyam, if a person says, I swear I'm going to throw a rock into the ocean. Vishlo ezrok, or he swears he will not throw a rock in the ocean. Again, if he made such a shvua, he's bound by it. And not only in future looking, but also past looking. She'zarakti vishlo zarakti, a person swears, I didn't, or I did, throw a rock into the ocean yesterday. Again, if he was said something untrue, and it was Bishogeg, is an Olav Yorid. Okay, that's the crux of our Mishnah, that's the Halacha, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Now, if you recall, the whole Masechta started saying that the Shvuos are Shnaim Shen Arba, two that are really four, because we had the two in the future and the two about the past. That's actually a Machlokas, and Rabbi Yishmael is the Bar Plukta, he's the one who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, who holds that we're only looking forward, but not backward. In other words, shvuos that talk about the past are not the kind of shvuos for which one would be liable to bring an olav yorid if he said something untrue b'shogeg. Rabbi Shmuel agrees if a person lied, swearing about the past, he'd be liable to malchus, lashes, if he did it on purpose. But b'shogeg, the pasuk that talks about lahara lehitiv, the pasuk we keep quoting from Vayikra Perakeh, is talking about the olav yorid, and that's only about the future, not the past, says Rabbi Shmuel. So he disagrees, it's not two that are four, it's just two that are two. Okay, he agrees, however, with the other angles about it could be not mamash or to another person and so on. Now, before I show you any words further than the Mishnah, understand this. This is actually part of a more global machlokas. Many times in the Psukim, the Torah gives like a general case, then a more specific case, then a general case. Okay, now, as far as Rabbi Yishmael is concerned, that structure is called a klal uprat uklal, and it has certain rules. If you say the 13 midos shetor nedrasman in the davening in the morning, that's Rabbi Shmuel's version, it's a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel was a student, says the Gemara elsewhere, it says he was a student of Nechunya ben Hakana, and he had the tradition, and the rule is general, specific general, is a klal prat uklal. Rabbi Akiva, who gets his Masorah from Nachum Ish Gamzu, says no, when the Torah has a general, then a specific, then a general, it should be learned as what's called a ribui miut ribui. Okay, and there's no mention of ribui miut ribui in the Brisa you know from Shachris, because that's Rabbi Shmuel's version. Okay, so it's a machlokas. Now, it's not just about do you call the generality a ribui or a klal, and do you call the specific a miut or a prat. No, the rules are a little different. And so, in other words, debate is when we have general, specific, general, what are we supposed to take away from that? So, the rule of klal, prat, uklal is that you have a general case which includes everything, the prat then limited in some way, and the general, the second general mention, is going to basically include a wide array of things which resemble the prat, the specific case. But not all, just things that resemble the specific case. The rule of ribui, miut, ribui, is that the ribui includes everything. The miut then comes to limit one specific thing, typically the most like you know far out thing, and then the second ribui comes to basically include everything else. Okay, so in general, that's a machlokas of how to understand general, specific, general psukim in the Torah, and that machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel rears its head over here because the full pasuk reads as a general, specific, general situation, right? It says, the first part of the pasuk reads, it says, O nefesh ki sishava, should a person swear? Swear in general. That's swearing about, I'll call it all things, so that's very inclusive, that's a general statement. And then you have lahara ulehetiv, specifically things that are to do good or to do bad to do oneself. So that's a very specific, limiting case, specific case. And then, after that, it goes back and says, L'chol asher yivate ha'adam b'shvua. Whatever a person utters regarding an oath, regarding a shvua. So that's everything, went back to being a general statement. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's a classic case, general, specific, general, is called klal pratu klal, and we include everything that's like the prat, the specific case. And since the specific case of our pasuk is future-oriented, lahara ulehetiv, Rabbi Yishmael is going to say it only includes future statements, whether they're about the truth of something or doing something, whether they're about benefiting somebody or things that haven't got mamish, that's all fine, but it's always forward-looking. Hence, he learns that it's two and not two that are four. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's klal, excuse me, the specific case is called a mute, but it's surrounded by two ribuyim, two expansions, inclusions, and therefore the rule is when you have ribuy, mute, ribuy, everything's included except something, one specific thing, which is excluded by the mute. And the exclusion of our mute here, lahara lehitiv, it's talking about things that are, I'll call it like a personal benefit, if you will, and the like, as opposed to things that the mitzvah has already been commanded by the Torah. So if the Torah says you will or will not do something and you take shvuas about that, those will not be binding. But any other kind of shvuah, whether it's about the past or the future, again, about the truth of something, benefiting oneself, benefiting other persons, doing something that has no benefit to anybody or moral charge, all those things are all, yes, included in the mitzvah of being chayev and olav yored if your shvuah was not true and you violated it or wasn't true b'shogeg. Okay, that's the nuts and bolts of it. Now, in the technicalities. Here the Mishnah says, inside, Rabbi Yishmol says, Eino chayev ela al ha'asid lavo. Rabbi Yishmol says, you're only liable to bring an olav yored if you take a shvu about regarding a future event, lahara ulehetiv, to do good or bad in the future. Shneimar, the pasuk says, lahara ulehetiv, to do good or to do bad, sorry, to do bad or to do good in the future. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, following his usual line of exegesis. Imken, if that were true, ainli ela devarim sheyesh ben hara v'hatava. Since it's talking about doing bad and doing good, I would only understand it would include actions that do bad and do good. Devarim she'ein behen hara v'hatava minayin. How do I know other kinds of things which aren't doing benefit or harm to oneself, meaning to others, or things that haven't got mamish, etc., that they're not good or bad, they just are, like sleeping or like throwing rocks into oceans and stuff like that. How do you know those? Amar lo, so Rabbi Shmuel says, no, mirubi ribui hakasuv, and the pasuk actually does come to include those kinds of things when it says lechol sheivata adam b'shvua, that the word lechol comes to tell you all these kinds of things. So Rabbi Akiva says back to him, Amar lo im riba hakasuv lekach, if you're using the extra word there to include more stuff, Reba Akasav Lakach, why don't you include also the past as well as the future? But Rabbi Yishmael says, no, the past isn't included because it's not like the specific examples brought in the Pasuk when they are, you know, the Pratim as opposed to the Klalim. Okay, so that's the Machlokas. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, the Tanakama, that past and future both could obligate a Korban Olav Yored.